Beth?
It wasn't I. I don't know who asked, but it was
me. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Lyndon. I'll take the sack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Thank you. And thank you, Ursula. And I forget your partner's name there.
Ruth.
That's great. But
okay, Ruth. Okay, thank you. My apologies. I'd just like to say that I found the budget pretty informative. It told me what I need to know, and I understand the putting in there those revenue, the money that was owed to you. I think that idea of a cash budget is very useful. So good job, and thank you a lot.
Thank you.
This is James. I'm going to ask a follow-up question on what Julie was asking you. And it seems very Pacifican in spirit, the idea that you have, I guess, a sliding scale. You have one service that it's a one-fee service, but people pay what they can. Do you have any way that, I mean, how do you do that? Do you have any way that, like a formula that you break that down with, or do you,
yes,
how do you
do.
Determine who can afford to pay what?
We have a fee scale that we send to people. I'm happy to send it to you too. It breaks down by operation budget, you know, where the thresholds are. And it starts for the full power stations. It starts at $1,500 a year, and goes all the way up to $10,000 a year. These days, nobody's paying $10,000 anymore, but we used to have that. We do have a few stations that are paying $7,000 or $8,000. Yeah, and that's great. Yeah, they're over five. The truth is, these days, you know, that there was kind of an arc there in the around 2005, we actually started to raise the fees and got some pretty great numbers. And then ever since 2000, when was the crash? 2004 or no? When was the crash?
2008.
2008. After the crash, everything started going south, and it's been and then COVID, and so basically these days, we're struggling to meet that fee scale. Most people can't even meet it anymore. And
so it seems like part of your fee scale is based on the power of the station, and is the rest of it specific, or is it more like a gut feel that you get from people in talking to them about where they're how they're situated and what they can afford?
Well, right. No, we tell them what their fee level is, and then we push them as hard as we can to pay that. And we get as close as we can to it is basically what it gets to. Now, what you've got with the bigger stations, the older so-called affiliates, you know, the old guys, say like, for instance, KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, he actually uses almost no services from us except Democracy Now. But he pays $8,000 or something close to that because he wants to support the bigger stations understand that their large fees are paying for the smaller fees to stations who can't pay that much. They know that. And it's, what we call it's the honor system. Everybody pretty much adheres to the honor system. And most stations tell us as soon as they can pay more. They really do. Because there's a tremendous level of client loyalty going on here. Everybody wants the network to succeed as well as to serve them. They understand that this is a mutual effort to keep, you know, a cultural entity alive that is almost miraculous in this day and age, and everybody is doing their part. So we don't have trouble really with people trying to cheat us. We are dealing with a lot of people who are struggling very, very hard. So, but we push them as hard as we can. We really do. And we do tell them what their fee scale should be.
I'm glad to hear that. That I'm more comfortable with that, but I appreciate that explanation. I have one other quick question. You said that some people give you, they donate their CPB money. to? Yeah. Do they just give you the entire amount? And how does CPB feel about that? Is that, I guess they don't seem to mind?
I don't think it's discussed a lot publicly.
until I came along, I guess.
I brought it up and I maybe was indiscreet, but it's a gray area. The thing is that technically it is possible because what they are doing is they're taking the CPB money for programming.
Yeah, they're paying for their content, sure.
And they're saying, you know, we're giving this to you because we get programming from you. And so it's a little, now I've spoken, I mean, one manager who does it regularly, he has told me that it's a little bit of a gray area. He doesn't discuss it at great length with his board. He just does it because he doesn't want people to get nervous about it. But technically, it's legal. I don't know if CPB would be thrilled about it. I don't think they're thrilled about it, period. But it's not, it's a gray area. Let's put it that way. But he does it. He does it like clockwork every year.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, what he may, you know, we used to get two different CPB grants. One was the one that everybody talks about now, which is basically a lump sum that gets divided up to the stations, and we can use it in our general funds. We used to get another grant from CPB that went from us. It's for paying for national programming.
Exactly, so, that's what it is, yeah.
Right. It came into us, and then we would send it to FSRN, Free Speech Radio News. So,
exactly.
Right. So that's not a gray area, Ursula. He's getting Democracy Now. He's paying for national programming, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, sounds good to me, I mean, I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. So
no, and I personally, you know, don't see anything untoward with that because it's national programming, you know. Anyways, there you go. So it's not.
No, I appreciate that. He's an highly reputable manager.
Right. It's not a gift. I mean, he is getting that grant from CPB for national programming. And he's choosing to use it to us, and we're very appreciative.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's
Lyndon for the stack.
Lyndon, go ahead. But before you start, I just want to say that we're getting close to 10 p.m. Eastern, and we still would like to go to the WPFW item on the agenda. So let's maybe
be more concise in our questions and answers. Okay. This is
Thanks.
Concise. Money is fungible. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's a bumper sticker.
I really appreciate all of your questions. I think they're really great questions and very thoughtful. I really appreciate it.
Are there any other questions from anyone? I want to ask perhaps Julia if she has any final statements she wants to make about this.
No, I think that they put a lot of work into it, and Ruth was super great helping me figure out, you know, what her process was today. And she and I can work together to put it in a different template, and, you know, we have a plan.
Right.
You have a plan to get her going into the Pacifica, the Great Plains system, so she'll be on the same, using the same system that everybody else is using.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah, I currently use QuickBooks, but I'm all on board with that. Julia, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Julia, are you happy with this this as a budget for the affiliates? Do you recommend that we approve this, pass on to the PMB?
I do. I think that it sounds like they have a very good handle on what they need to do and where they would need to not be spending funds until they know how things are going to start flowing. So I think it's just like with some of the other state, other units, it's something we just have to watch every month.
Thank you
for
that.
Yeah.
Any other final comments?
I think we've kind of tentatively felt that 3 months is the window we have to really consider these, you know, special projects. And if in 3 months we don't feel there's any, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, then we're probably going to start, you know, taking care of ourselves first, you know. Because, the operations come first. So, you know, we don't see this as an open-ended thing. We feel that it's related to time in terms of, you know, making a decision.
Understood. Well, budgets are predictions. They're not supposed to be ironclad prescriptions for exactly what will happen. So you need to have that flexibility. Okay, I think what we're looking for now is a motion on whether or not we would like to recommend this budget to the PNB. So let's try and craft a motion. I think it would be something to the effect of the NFC recommends to the PNB that they accept and approve the PAN or the Pacific Affiliates Network budget as forwarded from the NFC. I'm getting an echo. I don't know if anybody's hearing it.
I second that, and yes, I hear the echo.
Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none. Is there any objection?
Sorry, I was on mute. I do. I'm going to vote against it. I won't approve a budget that is this close to the bone. So.
Okay. So would you like us to take a vote, or you would just?
No, I'd like to vote because I want to be on record that I
Very
think
good.
You need to look at these expenses. We're already in the third quarter. And I'm in the second quarter.
Let's go to a vote.
Okay, our Paul, would you call the roll for a vote?
Yeah, give me a second here. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams? Nick Arena?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Julie Hewitt?
Yes.
Jim Kaufman?
No.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Sean Kelly McPherson? James Sagerton?
Yes.
Anita Sims? Okay, 7-4, 1 against.
Thank you, R. Paul. Okay. Going back to the agenda. That brings us to item number 8, a review of the updated version of the WPFW fiscal year 22 draft budget. Resetting my clock.
We're going to check out, James. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. Please, and thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Ruth Wiedemeyer and Ursula Rudenberg, thank you very much. Okay. Who, Julia, would you like to present this? Or Nick?
James, I'm on the line here. I'll go ahead.
Oh, very good. Go ahead, Nick.
So the items were adjusted working with Julia. Julia and the station worked together to provide some revision regarding the placement of the credit card fees associated with donations in the development expenses and made those adjustments. We've also adjusted premiums, as I've noted that last year I was actually a high year of purchasing t-shirts, jackets, et cetera, that we used as premiums, and we do not intend to do that in 2022. We've removed the pension item that's no longer applicable, added a local station board expense, election expense, and adjusted the community events revenue as suggested. So we made updates, and I recommend this for approval and take questions.
Well, thank you, Nick. I have some questions, but I'll defer to the others. Who has a question for Nick? Well, not hearing anyone offer one yet. I notice you have some nice tabs on this. Oh, go ahead, Lyndon.
Nick, who is your bank?
Our bank is SunTrust Bank. Called Truist Bank.
Okay, you get much better deals than we do down here in Houston. Good to see you too.
Anyone else? Thank you, Lyndon. Anyone else? Julia, would you like to comment on the work you did with this?
Oh, sorry about that. That pesky mute button. No, I think we tried to address what the concerns were from last week, and I was very relieved to hear Nick say, you know, the reduction in the higher priced clothing as premium, you know, that was over $50,000 itself. So that really made me feel a lot better about what we were doing with those expenses. So with that drop in expenses in that section. So, and
yeah,
I've done the work
good.
On the credit cards, and we'll start changing how we post those going forward.
Well, I have a question for Nick then. Nick, how do you feel about the notes that were added in terms of making the budget more easily understood by readers and making it flow better? Are you happy with the final result here? You had made a comment that you thought this was a lot of extra work and not necessarily absolutely necessary, but I'm just wondering if you like the final result.
I think the final result is fine. I know Julia and Netta are a finite resource, and I just want to respect their time and devote it to the things that are mission critical. So that's how I feel about that.
Okay. Well, I know they're happy with the result and very happy with your helping them with that explanation of the $50,000 difference in premiums.
Yeah,
that was
Kim.
Very helpful. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I appreciate it, Nick. I know I seemed nitpicky, but, you know, I've been doing budgets for a while here, and I appreciate the extra work you did and Julia did, so just want to say that. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll add my 2 cents to that just to say I think it is a better result. It makes it more comprehensible, not just to us, but to any average person who's looking at it, and that's helpful.
Thank you both.
Okay. Anybody else have anything on this? So I think hearing no one, I think now what we need is another motion similar to the one that we had for the PAN budget, which would be the NFC recommends to the PNB. I think we could use exactly the same language, R. Paul, except insert the WPFW budget. Would you be agreeable with that?
Yeah, basically, the NFC recommends the PNB approve the typo. 1 second to deal with the typo. Approve the WPFW draft FY22 budget. I'll read that again because I said stuff in the middle of it. The NFC recommends that the PNB approve the WPFW draft FY22 budget. That should be good enough.
Okay. Very good. So, I'm making that motion. Is there any discussion?
Quick question from Julie.
Go ahead.
Do we really need to call it a draft budget if we're recommending it for approval to the PMB, or is it draft in the sense that the PMB hasn't approved it?
That's my understanding, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay. So, is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Thank you very much, everyone, especially those who were involved in working up the budget and making the changes. Okay. Now, with about 10 minutes left, we can go to number 9, which is a report from the ICFO. Julie, I know you were very busy with these revisions and working up the PAN budget for presentation tonight up until the last minute. I don't know if you have much of any other presentation, but if you have anything you want to point out to us that you think we should know, this would be your chance. Julia, you might be muted. Fred, do we still have Julia on the call?
It looks like she's dropped off.
Okay. All right, well, why don't we skip over that and come back to it if she comes back on?
Sorry, I tried to unmute myself and I hung up on myself.
I've done it.
I heard report and I didn't hear anything after that.
Okay, number 9 on the agenda is report from the ICFO, 10 minutes, and I know you've been very busy with working up the adjustments on the two budgets that we just looked at. I know some of that took place today, quite a bit of it, the back and forth. And so it's not necessary for you to give a report, but if there's anything going on that you think we should know about, this would be a good time to point it out.
Okay, great. We've had a lot going on lately. One, trying to finish up December financials. I feel pretty good about that. I do want to confirm when the next meeting is that we're supposed when the non-budget related one is for the finance committee. But the issues that we faced for the past week has been that the national servers went down when some changes were trying to be made to the KPFK phone system to reduce their phone costs. John and Brian have been working very diligently on getting that back up. And we were able to get the servers back up this weekend. But I don't think that some of the stations have been able to work in it since probably Tuesday or Wednesday. I doubt they worked on it this weekend unless they're just weird like I am and kind of work a lot. But so I need to reach out to them and just see how they're doing as far as getting their December numbers completed. Hopefully that won't delay things more than usual. But John seems to have a good plan to get that all taken care of, and we'll move forward with finishing up with the phones over the next week or so. That's the main thing. I'm working a lot on budgets, and that's about it. Oh, and of course the audit. I'm really hoping that my Thursday and Friday can be all audit related.
Paul, I've lost track. Is our next meeting a regular meeting?
Yeah, it's all we have are regular meetings.
Okay, but I mean, we added extra ones with the proviso that they would be dedicated.
This is the extra one. Next
got it.
Week
I thought
we have
so.
Another one.
Okay.
Jane?
Yes?
I did have on my notes, and I might have written this down incorrectly. I had for the 25th, so that's the next one, right?
Yes. Yes.
But I also had that we would be covering the WBAI budget, so you can just let me know if that's working out the way you thought.
I'm not sure that that's going to work out. But, you know, we'll try to figure it out as soon as possible. The main question was just whether or not you would need to be rushing to do the December financials by the 25th. But let's just see how that goes.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, do we want to schedule another meeting for after the next meeting? And Julia, this is not normal. We usually meet only twice a month. So, you know, once we get through budget time.
Right, I knew it was extra meetings for budget
time. Yeah. And to schedule an extra meeting because this committee on the national level isn't really going to change for, you know, once the new PNB gets seated, then they have to decide who new is going to be on this committee. It could be a month. So we need to act, you know, proceed like this committee isn't changing for at least a month, in my opinion. And so, you know, look ahead and schedule maybe another meeting and maybe have, if the AI isn't ready, I'm pretty sure the archives would be ready. KPFK is getting its first draft maybe later this week. We have a finance committee the week after, so that, you know, hopefully we'll have it by then. So we're last on the agenda. I have a feeling T is probably ready, right, Lyndon? So, you know, and possibly we can do one of the easier budgets, like archives and review the financials. Because I know all the stations are really, well, at least my station really wants to see them. So we can split a meeting and do both. Those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Tim, am I the only person that calls you James? Jim, James?
No.
We've been, James is working on that list of trying to knock out the ones that we can knock out first. That's why we did the affiliates today, because he knew that he could get her on the call and we could get through it. So I think that's where he's been trying to reach out to the staff and see which weeks they could come. And
now,
we have KPFK.
Beth, to the stack with a question for Julia.
Go ahead, Beth.
Can you clarify for us where we are in the EIDL loan process? We've been approved. Our approval has gone from $500,000 to $2 million. Does that mean... What does that mean exactly, and does it mean we actually get that much, or that we've been approved for consideration? And if it is indeed actual approval of that amount, have we gotten it, or do we know when we'll get it?
Thank you. We have not received it, and my weeks are starting to run together, so somebody correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like it was not last week that we heard, but the end of the prior week, correct? That we received notification that we had been approved. I think that's right. And I believe that Kim might have thought that the turnaround time for the pot, not Kim, I apologize, Lydia. I think she might have thought that the turnaround time would have been faster for the deposit. She did include me on an email communication with the person who sent the approval letter. And that person said that it could easily be a week to 2 weeks before a deposit would be made. So, of course, we look every day. Of course, if it's not there first thing in the morning, we're not going to see a deposit until the next morning, unfortunately, the way it works. So, but I would hope within the next week or so, we should see some funds coming through.
Thank you.
And, Julia, may I follow up on that? I have deliberately not announced that we got the EIDL loan, because the only document that was released was a letter from the Small Business Administration saying that our application had been updated from a $500,000 amount to a $2 million amount. In other words, the other $1.5 million that we've been hoping for. But nowhere in the letter did it say if the amount has been approved, just that the application amount had been updated. So I don't know if the national office is in receipt of another letter notifying us that we have received it, but I specifically asked I guess maybe it was Anita about this, and you know, it was confirmed that there's no public acknowledgement yet that we have that. We have, you know, it's been approved. Let's put it that way. I'm familiar with the conversation you're referencing with the executive director, but I'm not clear on what the evidence for that is.
Yeah, I was trying to go back and see the email that I had. If y'all want to continue talking, sure, I'll go back and look for the email that Lydia had CC'd me on.
Well, are you sure that Lydia intended for that to be announced? I don't even know if you know. I would have thought there would have been an announcement from the national office or from the chair of the board, but I didn't see one.
This is Kim.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I think it was at this last meeting or the previous one where I asked the same question. I mean, and Anita said, no, it was just a letter that was acknowledging the request of a different amount.
That's correct.
Yeah, so to be continued here.
Yeah, I think so, unfortunately. I'd like to break out the champagne, but not yet. And on the other question of another meeting, we do have another meeting on the 25th, and I think we can decide then if we want to have another meeting then on the 1st. See what we have lined up and how we're doing.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, R. Paul.
I think if you look at your schedule, you'll discover there's something on the 1st. It's not on kpftx.org yet. It should be. But there's something WBAI-LSB has on the 1st.
Oh, is that the executive session?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Well, that doesn't mean that the committee couldn't meet and have a pro tem chair or that the LSB wouldn't be done with its business by 8:30. So,
yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I hear you. But anyway, I don't think we have to come to a conclusion on that now.
No.
We can wait and see how developments pan out by the 25th. Okay. We are almost at our time certain. We do have some more items. Was there any more, are there any more questions or anything else on the report from the ICFO? Okay, hearing none. Beth, do you want to make, do you want to move to extend time at this point, or would you rather let this go? I'm asking if there's a motion to extend time.
Sorry, I was muted. I think I'd rather, it's late, and I'd rather wait till the next meeting.
Understood.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. At that point, then, I believe it is 10:15, our time certain. So I'd like to thank everyone, including Ursula and Ruth, who are already gone, but I want to thank Fred Blair, our streamer, and the person who arranges for our telephone access for guests, and Secretary R. Paul for all the work he does, and call this meeting adjourned. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, and
thank
you,
James.
Julia. Keep forgetting
you.
Julia.
Bye.
Good night,
thanks,
all.
Everyone.
Good night.
Good night.